సమాహితాయాం సతి చిత్తవృత్తౌ పరాత్మని బ్రహ్మణి నిర్వికల్పే న దృశ్యతే కశ్చిదయం వికల్పః ప్రజల్ప మాత్ర పరిశిష్యతే తతః. సో బై సమాధి అభ్యాస ఆర్ నిధిధ్యాసన అభ్యాస వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? సో శంకరాచార్య సేస్ ఇట్ హియర్, చిత్త వృత్తౌ పరాత్మని సమాహితాయాం సతి. ద చిత్తవృత్తి, చిత్తవృత్తి మీన్స్ ది థాట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్, దే గెట్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్, దే మెట్ గెట్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ కమిటెడ్ టు బ్రహ్మన్. ది మైండ్ బికమ్స్ బ్రహ్మవృత్తి ప్రధాన ఆ సత్యవృత్తి ప్రధాన. సో గ్రాడ్యువలీ ద మిథ్యావృత్తిస్ దే ఆల్ లూజ్ దర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్. సో చిత్తవృత్తౌ సమాహితాయాం, సమాహిత మీన్స్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్? నిర్వికల్పే బ్రహ్మణి, ఇన్ నిర్వికల్పం బ్రహ్మ, ద డివిజన్ లెస్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ వెన్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్ డివిజన్ లెస్? అండ్ యు నో వి షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్ అగైన్, మెనీ పీపుల్ థింక్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ డివిజన్ లెస్ ఇన్ నిర్వికల్పక సమాధి, బికాస్ ది వర్డ్ నిర్వికల్ప ఇస్ దేర్. So we should be careful in understanding. Brahman is divisionless all the time. Pashyan, Shrinvan, Sprishan, Jigran, all those activities may be there. He knows that Brahman is Nirvikalpakam, in the back of the mind, in spite of all activities, which we call as Sahaja Samadhi. We already introduced this word earlier also. And what is that Brahman? It is not an object outside. It is Paratmani, which is my own higher nature or real nature. So a person practices absorption in divisionless Brahman, which is one's own real nature. He becomes more and more, that thought becomes more and more dominant. And then what happens? I am Vikalpaha Kaschit Nadrishyate. All these specific superficial divisions, they become insignificant, they are overlooked or they are ignored. That is, there is no worldly object will have the capacity to generate strong raga and dvesha. As was said earlier, preferences can be there, necessities are not there. That is the difference between preferences and necessities. Preferences reveal what? My individuality. They reveal my ahankara, my personality, or my glory also. Whereas necessities, they reveal my slavery. Because one may not get, or even still worse, somebody else may get what we want to get. Therefore, vikalpaha kaschit ayam na drishyate. It is not that they are not seen. One has to be very careful. They are as good as not seen. Na drishyate doesn't mean they are not seen. They are as good as not seen because they are not of value. They are insignificant. That is, what one notices is what is of value. That only we notice. Many times the person who is right in front of us, we may not even notice that person. So jnani will see everything, the divisions are also there, but they are not strongly registered in the mind of the jnani. They are registered sufficiently for transactional purposes only, but not too much to create disturbance in the mind. Therefore he says, na drishyate. And what are those differences? Prajalpa matraha. They are only nama bedaha. ప్రజల్ప మీన్స్ నామ. సో వాచారంభణం వికారో నామధేయం. జస్ట్ యాజ్ యు నో నేమ్ సేక్ చైర్ టేబుల్ ఎట్సెట్రా, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ వాట్? నామ భేద. వెరస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్? సబ్స్టెన్స్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వుడ్. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే ఆకాశ, వాయు, మ్యాన్, ఉమన్, చైర్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, దే ఆర్ మియల్ ప్రజల్ప మాత్ర. శబ్దభేద ఓన్లీ. Vastu is one, substance is one. So actually there is a Hindi bhajan. Har desh mein tu, har vesh mein tu, tera naam anek, tu ek hi ho. So the Advaita Prakaranam, of Mandukya Upanishad is put in one simple line in this bhajan. Sarveshmetu, in every place you alone are there. Sarveshmetu, in every vesha, man, woman, animal, in all of them, you alone are there. Tara nam anek, your names are many, but tum tu ekiho, you are only one. The only difference we are making here is what? Which is the most important difference is, instead of tu, we will say mai in Hindi. Sardesh mai, sarvesh mai, mera naam anek, mai ekhi hu. So this is called sarvatma bhava dhyanam. Prajalpa matraha parishishyate tataha. Words alone remain, there is no world other than me. That is what is declared here again. Sloka 399. Asat kalpo vikalpo yam vishvamityeka vastuni nirvikare nirakare nirvisheshe bhidakutaha. So the extension of sarvatma bhava dhyanam that is given here in this sloka, that is aham nirvikalpaha asmi. I am everything. There is no second thing to divide me. Therefore, nirvikalpaha aham. It is not a state of experience, but it is a statement of an eternal fact. Nirvikalpoham is not a state of experience at all, but it is a statement of eternal fact. Obtaining in which state? Obtaining in all the states. Aham nirvikalpaha asmi. Then what about all divisions, namely the vikalpas? Shankaracharya says, idam vishvam, this universe, idam is understood, this universe is asat kalpaha vikalpaha. It's a division or plurality which is as good as non-existent. Asat kalpaha, that means what? As good as non-existent. Asat sadrishaha mithya ityartaha here. So in Dakshinamurti Stotra we saw yasyaivas puranam sadatmakam asat kalpartagam basyate. So asat kalpartagam mithya. And why do we say as good as non-existent? Because it is experientially available. Only factually it is not there. Exactly like what? Dream. Which is experientially available, but factually non-existent. Similarly, all the vikalpas are asatkalpa, mithya, non-factual. Appearing where? Ekavastuni, appearing in that one divisionless substratum. And what is that? I, aham. What is the meaning of the word I then? Again, we should be careful. It is not the sthula shariram or sushma shariram or even karna shariram, but it is the sakshi chaitanyam. That being so, kutaha bidha. How can there be divisions in me? Actually, this is not a question. The answer is built in. There are no differences in me. And again, what type of me? Because Shankaracharya is again worried. We may think it may be body. So, nirvikare, the me who is changeless, nirvikaraha, changeless consciousness, and nirakare, who is formless consciousness, and nirvisheshe, who is attributeless consciousness. In such a me, how can there be any kind of division? These are all what? These are all various forms of meditation. That is samadhi abhyasa or nididhyasana abhyasa. Sloka 400. Drashtru darshana drishyadi bhava shunyaika vastuni nirvikare nirakare nirvisheshe bhidakutaha. So drashtru darshana drishyadi eka vastuni. The whole thing actually is grammatically one sentence. Splitting appropriately is a challenge actually. How can there be differences in me? This is one question. He asked in the previous sloka also. Now the question is, what type of me? All words are adjective for me. So what is the first adjective? Eka vastuni. Who am the non-dual reality? How can there be differences in me? Who is non-dual reality? Which is drashtra darshana drishyadi bhava shunyaha. Which is free from the seer, the seen, the seeing. This triputi rahite, free from the triad, consisting of the subject, object and instrument. Seer, seeing instrument, seeing object, etc. So the whole creation is divided into this triad alone. In me, the Atma, this triad is absent. Shunyam, absent or without it. So how can there be differences in me which is without all forms of triputis? And not only that, who is nirvikare? All actually saptami vibhakti, adjective to me. In me, who am non-dual? Who am nirvikara chaitanyam? Who am nirvikara nirakara chaitanyam? Who am nirvishesha chaitanyam? So, in the second line of the previous sloka, therefore, we will not repeat the meaning here. It is the same as the previous one. Same. So, bidha kutaha. Sloka 401. Kalpar navayivatyanta paripurnaika vastuni nirvikare nirakare nirvisheshe bidha kutaha. Shankaracharya converts this into a namavali. If it is repeated, it is useful for meditation. So, nirvikare, nirakare, nirviseshe, bidha, kutaha. This sentence is repeated. So, we almost memorize it when we repeat it so many times. That is a method, the same meaning again. How can there be any differences or divisions in me? All the other words are all adjective. In me, who am, eka vastuni. Who am the non-dual reality, eka vastuni, like earlier, then atyanta paripurna, who am totally full, and kalparnavaha iva, who is comparable to the pralaya kala samudraha, kalparnam. During pralaya kala, the time of dissolution, the ocean will expand and expand and expand and swallow all the land. Because according to Shastras, the resolution will always take place in the reverse order of creation. Prithivi will be dissolved into water. Water will be evaporated in Agni. Agni will be reduced to Vayu. Vayu to Akasha. Akasha to Maya. Because from that only, Akasha was born. Akasha was born from Maya. And Pralaya Kala Agnihi, Jalam, etc. are said in the Puranas. So all these are all what? They are all pervading. Therefore he says, I am the consciousness who am all pervading like all pervading like all pervading, all swallowing like the Pralaya Jalam. So Kalpa means the end of Brahmaji's day. At that time all the 14 worlds are dissolved in water. And in the Puranas, they show that Lord Krishna alone floats in the banyan leaf. Not only that, nirvikare, nirakare, nirviseshe, bidha kutaha. In me, who am nirvikara, nirakara, nirvisesha chaitanyam, therefore, aham paripurnaha asmi, nirvikalpaha asmi. That is a form of meditation. Same idea will be repeated actually in the further slokas also. Sloka 402. Tejasivatamo yatra pralinam branti karanam advitiye pare tatve nirvisheshe bidakutaha. Branti karanam tamaha yatra pralinam, the ignorance, which is the cause of delusion. Tamaha. Tamaha means ignorance. Branti karana means the cause of delusion. So pralinam brahmani, that has been dissolved, pralinam in brahman, brahmani, destroyed. Like what? Tejasi iva, just as the darkness of the night that dissolves into the sun. Similarly, ignorance is destroyed in the case of a wise person. jnani. So it takes time, because the knowledge that the Vedanta gives is diagonally opposite to our experience actually. And all the time we have been relying on our experience only so much, that when Vedanta gives diagonally opposite knowledge, we will not be able to follow that. Exactly like the sunrise and sunset in the history, it's a very, very big event. They call it the geocentric universe or heliocentric universe. In geocentric universe, Earth is the center, and all the planets, including Sun, they are all supposed to go around the Earth. Whereas in the heliocentric center, the universe, Sun is in the center, and all the planets, including the Earth, go around the Sun. And even now, we say sunrise and sunset. Initially, the humanity did not accept. If a simple physical fact itself is like that, how am I going to accept that easily that I am the all-pervading Brahman in which there is no division at all? Very difficult to accept. And maximum maybe out of sympathy for the teacher, because the teacher is keeping on telling the same thing, we may perhaps nod our head, but for the heart to say, yes, it is the fact, and I am the only reality, that is very, very difficult. But that has to come one day if one has to pursue Vedanta. So tamasi eva. And that is why the darkness also does not suddenly dissolve into the sun. First that, you know, Shankaracharya tells it actually in a very, very beautiful way. Arune neva bodhena purvam santamase hrute tata avirba vedatma swayameva amshumaniva. When the sun slightly rises, the darkness is not totally destroyed. There is a semi-darkness that continues, and then gradually that goes away. And bright daylight comes much afterwards only. Therefore, similarly, we receive Vedanta, but still we hold on to the idea, I am a samsari only. After some time, I will say, I have improved. And even my family members, they say so also, that I have improved. So gradually, it has to take place. And to be established in that, it takes really long time. But once it is gone totally, advitiye pare nirviseshe tatve kutaha bida. So in that Brahman, how can there be differences? Which Brahman? Then we have to now connect it to the first line. Yatra. Yatra means in which Brahman ignorance got dissolved. In that Brahman, how can there be difference? So if you put it grammatically, yatra tamaha vilinam tatra advitiye kutaha bida. Tatra should be understood. Here we have to supply. And what is the nature of that Brahman? Advitiye. It is non-dual. Pare tatve, which is the ultimate stuff of the universe, and nirvisheshe, which is free from all the attributes, visheshanam, in the form of pramatha, the knowerhood, that is an attribute. Brahman cannot be a knower also. Similarly, prameyatvam, the knownhood, that is also an attribute only. And pramanatvam, that is also an attribute. All of them are not there. Actually, Mandukya Upanishad says it very beautifully. There is no division. Na antaha pragyam, na bahihi pragyam, na gana pragyam. Sloka 403. Ekatmake pare tatve bedavarta katam vaset susuptau sukhamatrayam bhedakke navalokitaha. The same idea is continued here. Ekatmake pare tatve brahmani. Brahmani in Brahman, katam beda varta. How can there be even a talk of division? Beda varta. Even verbally one cannot talk of division. Where is the question of then actual division? Beda varta katam vaset. Actually in some books, katam bhavet is also there. Actually bhavet may be a better reading. And what type of Brahman it is? Ekatmake Brahmani. That Brahman which is non-dual, That is sajatiya, vijatiya, swagaza, beda, rahite, brahmani. And which is paretatve, the ultimate reality, paretatve, how can there be beda vartha? And in support of that, Shankaracharya points out, if the divisions were natural to you, then it would have been there all the time. What is natural will never be lost in time. If knower could is natural to me, I will be a knower all the time. But what is our experience? In sushupti, in deep sleep, I drop my knowerhood. I am not a knower at all. If I am a knower, that would have been a known. Since there is total blankness, no object is there, it is very clear that my knowerhood has been shed in sushupti. And in Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha also, I again put on knowerhood status, I put on them. So it is put on and put off, and therefore it can never be my nature. Then what is my nature? Divisionless, pramatrutva rahita, akhanda, chaitanyameva, mama, swarupam. And that is what he says here. Sushuptau, kena bedaha, avalokitaha. Who experiences divisions in sushupti? Kena avalokitaha. Avalokita means experience. This is actually a question. It has the answer also in it. Nobody experiences division in sushupti. If you see, for example, dream, it is not sushupti. Dream is not sushupti. It is swapnavastha. We are talking about dreamless sleep. There is no division at all. No one experiences any division in deep sleep. This is mentioned for what purpose actually? Division is incidental, to indicate that. Long before, we have talked about two types of properties, if you remember. One is called incidental property and the other is called the intrinsic property. In Sanskrit, we call it swabhavika dharmaha and agantuka dharmaha. So, intrinsic property is that which is never lost. We have seen these things earlier. Incidental property is lost. In fire, for example, heat is intrinsic property. In water, heat is incidental property. Water acquires heat and loses heat. Therefore, it is incidental. Whereas fire neither acquires heat nor loses heat. Therefore, it is intrinsic. Knowerhood is not my intrinsic nature, because knowerhood comes in Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha, but goes away in Sushupti. Whereas consciousness is intrinsic nature, because I am a conscious being in all the three states. So Sushuptau Bedaha Kena Avalokitaha. Since there is no division, what is the experience in Sushupti? Sukha Matrayam, which is nothing but one continuous ananda, which is mere ananda only, adjective to Sushupti here. So in the state of deep sleep, where there is only ananda, who experiences any division? So from this it is very clear, division means sorrow. Divisionlessness is ananda. So whenever we are happy, divisions are resolved. Even in the waking state, when we are happy, experiencing something temporarily, during that moment, what we do? The moment of happiness, the division between the subject and object, they are resolved. This we want to symbolize actually physically. By what? When we meet a person, we embrace or we hug. That indicates what? There is no difference between the two of us. And when we see the Lord, for example, in the temple, we go to the temple, we see the Lord, we want to embrace Him also. But they don't allow us, because the temple has agamas and all, they won't allow us to embrace the Lord. So what we do? We close our eyes. After waiting for so many hours in the line and seeing the arati, what we do? We just close our eyes, because we want to remove the difference between the seer and the seen. Therefore, divisionlessness is ananda and division is dukkha. And that divisionless ananda is my nature, my swarupam. Sloka 404. నహ్యస్తి విశ్వం పరతత్వబోధాత్ సదాత్మని బ్రహ్మణి నిర్వికల్పే కాలత్రయేనాప్యహిరీక్షితో గుణే నహ్యంబు బిందుర్ మృగతృష్ణికాయాం. సేమ్ ఐడియా ఇస్ రిపీటెడ్ బికాస్ దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ యాస్ నిదిధ్యాసన శ్లోకాస్ యాస్ వి సెడ్ ఎర్లియర్ అండ్ దేర్ఫోర్ ద యూనిక్నెస్ ఆఫ్ నిదిధ్యాసనం దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ రిపిటిషన్ వి రిపీట్ సో మెనీ టైమ్స్ అభ్యాస పునఃపునః. దేర్ఫోర్ శంకరాచార్య హీ ఓన్లీ రిపీట్స్ ద సేమ్ ఐడియా ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ ప్యాటర్న్స్. హీ సేస్ పరతత్వ బోధాత్ విశ్వం నహి అస్తి. As a result of this knowledge, paratattvam, brahma jnanat, bodha, bodha means jnanam and paratattvam means brahman. So as a result of brahma jnanam, as a consequence of brahma jnanam, vishvam nahi asti. There is no universe at all. Where? Sadatmani, brahmani, nirvikalpe. No universe at all in brahman. No universe at all in Brahman, which is nothing but the real I. Otherwise, we will think Brahman is some other entity. In Brahman, which is Atmani, which is myself, it is not the stula sukshma karana shariram, it's a self. But it is sadatmani, it is the stula sukshma karana shariraat vetirikta atmani. Sadatmani means what? Which is of the nature of chaitanyam and existence in the real self. And there is no division or no universe at all. And when we say no universe, we have to be very careful. We do not deny the experience of the universe, but we only deny the substantiality of the universe. Exactly like what? We, after knowing the clay, I hold the pot, I hold even water in the pot, but I boldly say there is no pot at all. That means what? Pot is not a substance, it is only a new name given to the good old clay. Similarly, when I see nothing but Brahman, world is only another name given to Brahman. Therefore, there is no substance called world. Nirvikalpe, in the divisionless Brahman, and he gives an example here, kalatraye api గుణ అహిహి న ఈక్షితః. హియర్ గుణః, గుణః మీన్స్ హియర్ రోప్, హియర్ రజ్జు, ద రజ్జు సర్ప ఎగ్జాంపుల్. అహిహి మీన్స్ స్నేక్. అపాన్ ద రోప్ స్నేక్ ఇస్ నెవర్ సీన్ ఆర్ సీయబుల్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ప్రెసెంట్. కాలత్రయే అపి, ఇన్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ పీరియడ్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్, దర్ ఇస్ నో స్నేక్ ఆన్ ద రోప్. దిస్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. నార్మలీ వాట్ డు వి థింక్? After going near the rope and seeing the rope very clearly, we say the snake goes away. In the wake of rope knowledge, the snake goes away. In fact, this is actually a terrible statement. Superficially it may look fine, but when I say in the wake of rope knowledge, snake will go away, what is the impression a person will get? Until rope knowledge, snake was there, and only when I get rope knowledge, snake went off. But what is the fact? When I go near the snake, go near the rope and know the rope, I say there is no snake. But more than that, I say there was no snake before also. Therefore, in the wake of knowledge, I negate the snake in all the three periods of time. That is very extremely important. Similarly, after knowledge, dvaitam goes away. We say, but in the vision of a jnani, there is no question of dvaitam going away because it was not there in all the three periods of time. That is why if you go to a jnani and ask him whether his samsara has gone away now, that is, are you liberated now? If you ask a question to the jnani will be ashamed to say, I am liberated now. He does not say because then it would mean that he was bound before. And therefore, either he does not answer the question or he will ask a counter question. That is the question of arrival of liberation for it to go away. Only the confusion which was there earlier, that alone is gone now. I was ever free. That's all. So, Kalatraye. We are giving the significance of the word Kalatrayam here. All this discussion. Api na gune ahihi ikritaha. And that is another example. Mruga trishni trishni kayam ambu binduhu nahi asti. In the mirage water, there is not even a drop of water. In the mirage, ambu binduhu. Ambu means water. Binduhu means drop. And mruga trishnika means the mirage experience. So it is not there. For the jnani, the entire samsara is what? Soshanam bhava sindhoscha jnapanam sara sampataha guru padotakam samyak tasmai shri gurave namaha. So that is for the jnani, the entire samsara is. So sloka 405, maya matramidam dvaitam advaitam paramarthataha iti brute shruti sakshat susuptavanu bhuyate. So if dvaitam is not there in all the three periods of time, then what am I experiencing? Because I experience the world. Because what is not there cannot be experienced. Therefore, how do you say that the world is asat, non-existent? For that we answer, world is not there, but it is still experienced. And that is why we say it does not come under non-existent category. Not under existent category also. Then what does it belong to at all? What category? We call it sad asad vilakshanam, which we call as mithya or maya. This is the most unique concept in Advaitam, which no other philosopher accepts or even acknowledges. The most unique concept is mithya in Vedanta. The others, the Dvaitins or the Vishishta Dvaitins, all those people, they don't accept this category at all. And therefore, they can never accept Advaitam also. And we say, this is not a new concept that we brought in. If you analyze our dream also, it will come under this category only. Is dream existent or non-existent? What will we answer? A dream tiger is non-existent. But we experienced it in the dream. We were even sweating out of fear in dream. Therefore, it is called seemingly existent category, a third category. So, existent category, non-existent category, and seemingly existent category. And what will come under non-existent category? That which can never be experienced. They will all come under non-existent category. For example, a rabbit's horn. And Vandya Putraha, the son of a Vandya, square circle, all those things are, they are all non-existent. They are never experienced and they are all called asat. And Brahman comes under what? Sat. But all the other things are neither non-existent nor existent, but they are seemingly existent. For that only we use the word maya matram idam sarvam. This entire world experience is mithya. Dvaitam, duality. Then what is satyam? Advaitam paramarthataha. So the advaitam, the observer, is satyam. The observed is mithya. This is Vedanta. I, the observer alone, am satyam, and whatever I observe is mithya. And that is why we extend the question to God also. Is God satyam or mithya? For this question, the Advaitin will ask a counter question. For you, God comes under observed category or observer category. If you say observed category, then the Vedantin will say the observed God is mithya. Then if God is satyam, the God as observer is satyam. In Shaddarshanam, Ramana Maharishi says beautifully, Nahi chitur vikshanam ikshitaram avikyatan manasikekshanam syat. Any perception of God in any form is only mithya perception. real God can never be perceived because real God as a perceived entity is not there. Real God is there only as the perceiver. Sastru anyaha Ishwaraha nasti. There is no Ishwara other than the observer, I. Therefore, Advaitam Paramarthataha. This line actually occurs in the Mandukya Karika. But here it is written, Iti Shrutihi Brute. Shrutihi Brute means this is what the Veda declares. Perhaps this line occurs in some of the minor Upanishads, perhaps. That's what the commentators they observe. There are some Mandukya Karika Shlokas which are borrowed from some smaller Upanishads. Perhaps keeping that in mind, Shankaracharya might have written Shrutihi Brute. It is there in Mandukya Karika. And how do you prove? It is very easily one can prove. What we should do? Just go to sleep. By going to sleep, one can easily prove this. Sushuptau Advaitam Anubhuyate. In Sushupti, Advaitam is very clearly experienced. Is directly experienced. Aparoksha Jnana. It is not a theory. That is why we repeatedly we say, Advaita Anubhava we have got. Dvaita Anubhava we have got. We don't require any new Anubhava at all. We have Advaita Anubhavam, we have Dvaita Anubhavam, we don't need any new Anubhavam. Vedanta is not meant to give either Dvaita Anubhava or Advaita Anubhava. Because we have Dvaita Anubhava, we have Advaita Anubhava also we have. But Vedanta is meant to give what? It's only to educate us. Educate what? Whether the Dvaita Anubhava is my real nature or Advaita Anubhava is my real nature, Vedanta is there only to educate me. Which is real and which is incidental? Is waker original and sleeper is a vesham, or is sleeper original and waker is a vesham? This is an intellectual confusion only. We don't have an experiential problem at all. We have got a cognitive problem or an intellectual problem. Vedanta, it has come to resolve that cognitive or intellectual problem, and I have to claim that I, the Advaita, is Satyam. This Dvaita Anubhava is a vesham. As you know, some people, it seems somebody has nicely said, it seems, you are not a human being with a spiritual experience, but you are a spiritual being with a temporary human experience. That is, you are not a human being with a spiritual experience, but you are a spiritual being with a temporary human experience. So we want to be human beings, and we want to get spiritual experience. As long as one continues to be a human being, sitting in meditation, seeking a spiritual experience, then there is a fundamental flaw. Knowing that I am a spiritual being, having incidental human experience, that is a cognitive change. Atma Jnanam is a cognitive change. It is an intellectual exercise. Experientially, no change is brought out at all. If at all, experiential change has to take place. Experiential changes is in Atma Jnana Phalam. Not in Atma Jnanam. Atma Jnana Phalam. As a result of this knowledge, which is purely intellectual and cognitive. So the result comes and the result is experiential. That is Atma Jnana Phalam, the result. That is experiential. Jnanam is intellectual. Result is experiential. And what is the result? Shantihi, abhayam, tensionless, no anxiety, no worry. So they are all not jnanam, but they are jnana phalam, which is an anubhava. Jnana phalam is an anubhava. So neither Brahman is anubhava, nor Atma jnanam is anubhava. Brahma jnana phalam alone is anubhava. Brahman is a fact. Brahma jnanam is intellectual understanding. Brahma jnana phalam is an experience we can see for ourselves. Therefore, sushuptau advaitam anubhuyate. Let us continue with sloka 406. Ananyantam adhishtanat ఆరోప్యస్య నిరీక్షితం పండితైరజ్జు సర్పాదౌ వికల్పో భ్రాంతి జీవనః. హియర్ ఆచార్య హీ కన్క్లూడ్స్ దిస్ నిర్వికల్పః అహం మెడిటేషన్. నిర్వికల్పోహం మెడిటేషన్ హీ ఈస్ నౌ కన్క్లూడ్. సర్వః అహం ఆర్ సర్వాత్మ భావః, దట్ వాస్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మెడిటేషన్. అండ్ దెన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ మెడిటేషన్ ఈస్ నిర్వికల్ప భావః, అహం నిర్వికల్పః అస్మి. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ద వర్డ్ అద్వైతం ఈస్ సినానిమస్ విత్ నిర్వికల్ప. దట్ టాపిక్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ హియర్. ఆచార్య సేస్ వై వీ డోంట్ టేక్ వరల్డ్ యాజ్ అ సెకండ్ థింగ్ టు కౌంట్. వెన్ వీ కౌంట్ వీ డోంట్ కౌంట్ వరల్డ్ యాజ్ అ సెకండ్ థింగ్ టు కౌంట్. ఐ ది అబ్జర్వర్ ఐమ్ నంబర్ వన్. Then the observed world is number two. I, the subject, am number one. The world, the object, is number two. There are two things actually, subject and object. Why can't we then count two? Shankaracharya says, I want all of you to count. You can see the world, but you cannot count the world. It is exactly like what? Your image in the mirror. You will see your image in the mirror, but you will not count it as a second entity, because it is mithya. It doesn't exist separate from me. It exists dependent on me. In the same way, the observed world, that does not exist separate from the observer. Observer I. So the observed world is superimposition on the observer. Observed world is called aropitam. Observed world is called aropitam, the superimposed. The observer is called adhisthanam, substratum. Then one may ask, do you say that the world doesn't exist separate from me? It is unbelievable. Yes, it is unbelievable only. So is your dream world also. That is also unbelievable. When you were in dream, you would never have believed that this dream world is not separate from me. You recognize it clearly. When? On waking. When we wake up, we recognize it. Waking is called wisdom. Similarly, in the wake of wisdom, you clearly know that this is non-separate from me. Of course, the example should not be extended too far. One has to be careful. When you wake up from dream, what happens? The dream disappears. But when you gain Brahma Jnanam here and when you wake up intellectually, this world does not disappear. The dream world disappears when you wake up, whereas this world does not disappear when you gain knowledge, when you wake up. Therefore, it is exactly like what? Waking up and still continuing to dream. Let us imagine, somebody is dreaming. He woke up and still continues to dream. Suppose you dream, knowing that it is a dream, it will be like that. So he says, Aropyasya ananyatvam. A superimposed thing is non-different from, does not separately exist from its substratum. Iti nirikshitam. We have experienced this in the case of the rope snake. We also saw the example of shell silver earlier, mirage water. In the case of dream world also, I know there is no dream world separate from me. And if you extend the same principle, what happens? We have to come here. He gives, and the example he gives, Rajju Sarpadav Panditaihi Nirikshitam. Up to this is the first sentence. ఆరోప్యస్య అధిష్టానాత్ అన్యత్వం రజ్జు సర్పాదౌ పండితైహి నిరీక్షితం. దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇస్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ బై ఆల్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్ పండితైహి. ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ రోప్ స్నేక్, షెల్ సిల్వర్ అండ్ వేకర్ డ్రీమ్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఇన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వాట్ ఇస్ మై కన్క్లూషన్? హౌ డు ఐ కన్క్లూడ్? వికల్పః భ్రాంతి జీవనః. ద సూపర్ ఇంపొజిషన్ is only a fake existence. Vikalpaha Branti Jivanaha. Branti. And the superimposition has got a fake existence, and who nourishes every fake existence? Your confusion is the nourisher of the existence. You are nourishing it. The more I am confused, more I am nourishing it. That is why even in family life and all, sometimes we have a misunderstanding about a person, for example, another member of the family. There is a misunderstanding about that person. He or she must have done perhaps something with some other motive. And you attach a particular motive to that person and misunderstand him and or her and conclude that that person does not like me. And once you have done that, once you have come to that conclusion, every action that person does later, I will inject, I myself will nourish. Oh, maybe he did it for this reason, for that reason. All the time I'll be thinking of what that person has done. And it becomes Bhutakaram later. Just as our own dream becomes our Frankenstein, you know. Similarly, the world is inflated by our delusion. Delusion is the helium, for example, by which the balloon of samsara is inflated. Helium or hydrogen, whatever it is, by the balloon is inflated. Vedanta is bringing the pin to deflate it. With the Vedanta pin, the guru wants to prick it. But the problem is what? The balloon is filled up with helium or hydrogen. It keeps going up and up. The guru has to run or fly and prick, and the shishya does not allow also. He wants to continue in ignorance. The guru will prick and it has to burst one day. So, vikalpa, every superimposition is branti jivanaha, having its nourishment or food in your delusion, branti. Therefore, duality is mithya, non-duality is satyam, and that non-dual I am, is the second form of meditation. I am the non-dual I. Then he is actually going to change the topic from the next sloka. And up to this, the meditation topic. So now he is going to change the topic in the next sloka. Maybe I will take it up in the